This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The sources inside the FBI say that the morale suggestions are inaccurate, that were in this memo that Rosenstein drafted hastily and then gave to the president. There are people who are cited in it, Alberto Gonzalez, Ayers, who worked for Bush 41. The Bush former deputy AG said, I think it's a sham, the basis of this. Alberto Gonzalez said, boy, the timing here raises a lot of big questions. Why create a canard? It would be legit to say everything you're saying right now, and therefore Comey has to go.
It's interesting because my sources in the Bureau, mostly at the agent level, are pretty happy. They believe the agency had become politicized under Mr. Comey. They're very unhappy.
Fair criticism. But again, it goes to timing. You had a long time to get rid of him if that's what was bothering you.
Well, you make a good point. I would have fired him from day one. But the president decided to give it a chance to see how it worked, and I think he made the right decision.
And you say there are no legitimate questions. I want to give you a chance to respond to this.
Sure.
It was one hell of a coincidence how you were front-running, that emails were going to come out about Podesta.
Never said anything.
Hillary was going to get a beating. I have your tweets. You know what you said.
Show me the word email. What I said was, Podesta's time in the barrel will come.
Yeah,
translation.
What is that supposed to mean?
Here's what it means. His business activities with his brother Tony and Bill and Hillary Clinton, the gas deal, the uranium deal, the bank deal, that they would all come under scrutiny. They were. There were over 100 stories between the time
I
tweeted
that. Just a coincidence that Dancy emails that were his wound up coming out after?
Well, it's Roger Stone with Chris Cuomo. And Chris kind of doing a drive-by on Roger. I like how they do this. They bring people on, they ask them about a question, and oh, by the way, you know, here's your tweets, and here how they come down. But
you were wrong that one time, so how can you possibly be right this time?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what it is. But Bill, you remember that one time you made a mistake?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, then how could you ever possibly give me good advice?
Yeah. You see, again, we go back to this whole deal of invalidation, Scott. I mean, this is the world in which we live in. If you can be invalidated and your opinion doesn't count anymore, then somehow they win. I don't know how that works, but I think there's certain things that should invalidate you. Like if you know you're claiming Jesus is going to show up tomorrow and doesn't, you should kind of be set aside. I think there's some other viewpoints where people have taken harsh stands and said like Al Gore talking about the demise of the planet. And all this hysteria and everything didn't happen. I think he should be set aside, put on time out. But no, he makes another movie and people can't help, can't wait to those on the left can't wait to have him, back front row center. It's like, learn from the mistakes at least. I mean, did you not learn something to realize that you had to do a better job with your homework? I mean, your acumen, your scholarship is lacking when you present certain things and, you can't substantiate it. And that's what we have. We have a lot of free-flowing opinion because facts are not there. So right now we don't have the facts, about Russia and their involvement with the election. We know that they were involved, probably no different than the United States. I mean, Barack Obama giving money to the opposition party against Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about his involvement in England, how he went there to lobby against Brexit. Somehow when somebody else does it, it's like a bad problem. We're surprised. That hasn't been happening. Like Russia hasn't been trying to influence, and other governments haven't been trying to influence other things that happen in the body politic. I mean, that's just that's what makes the world go around, and everybody is like shocked and making a big deal about it. But the analysts and the security people have all said that it didn't alter a vote. There wasn't anything there. But I still think that what should happen is let's go ahead, let's do a full blown investigation. Let's talk about voter fraud. Let's talk about the whole process if we're going to do it. I don't think we just, you know, segment one part and say, let's just talk about the Russians. You know, I think that's unfair, you know, to the body politic.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information, as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's Jordan Goodman time. America's Money Answers Man is with us, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. This Comey reverberation continues to reverberate, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I think the main thing on the economic front is this going to slow down President Trump's ability to get his agenda through on the economic front? Health care, taxes, and deregulation of the big three. And I think the answer is yes. I think it is going to slow things down. The Democrats, particularly in the Senate, they can do a lot of things to slow things down and filibuster and not show up at committee meetings, and I'm not going to cooperate with anything unless we get a special prosecutor, and they can really slow things down a lot, and I think they're going to do all of that.
Not much different than what they've already been doing in the first 100 days, so why should the second 100 be any different, right?
Well, yes, to some extent, but I think this kind of amps up the level of resistance, and I think a lot of their supporters are going to say the same thing. Stop everything, resist in every way possible. And, I mean, the next thing that's in the Senate's plate is health care.
Yes,
it passed the House. Mm-hmm. Basically, the Senate says they're going to start from scratch. They're going to do anything with the House.
Right.
Right. But this is a very long, difficult process, and they don't work an awful lot. They take a lot of vacations and breaks. So
exactly.
It's going to be hard for them to get to that, because you have to do health care before you get the tax cuts. And I don't think health care can be done that quickly. I mean, what they barely got through, I think they got through by 4 votes in the House.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they're going to get 60 votes in the Senate. And that would mean if they get 52, which is the number of Republicans, then they're going to have to do it by reconciliation, which is a very limited kind of process to redo the entire health care system.
Right. The fastest and best way for them to deal with health care is to get out of it. You know, take one big giant step, Mother May I, away from it. I mean, it's clear the government is bitten off more than it can chew. I mean, Obamacare did. This whole, you know, fantasy that health care can be put together by a federal process is ill-conceived. It's just not happening, other than if you just decide, okay, well, we're going to go single-payer. And the people
that's not going to happen either.
Yeah, exactly. So why even fight this deal? Because anything short of single payer or no payer is, you know, people aren't going to be happy with it. So they need to realize they're not in a fair fight here. They don't have a fair chance to be successful.
Meanwhile, in the real world, Bill, insurance companies are deciding right now on what price and where they're going to offer insurance plans in 2018, because it has to go through a whole approval process.
Right.
And they don't know what to think, because they're in such chaos right now as to what the new system might look like. What the House passed, if the House, what they proposed actually passed, mm-hmm. it would get rid of all the mandates, including the employer mandate, individual mandate to buy things, the taxes, all of that, replace it with these high-risk pools where if you have a major expense of some kind, you're kind of covered by that high-risk pool. Only about 10% of the population ever has these kind of major expenses.
Exactly.
It doesn't affect that many, and that would be these high-risk pools. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. And then allow other people's premiums and deductibles to come down. That's what got people so upset right now, is their premiums are dramatically higher, and they get to use less of it because the deductibles are so much higher. There's not a lot of consumer products out there, Bill, where I'm going to say, I'm going to raise your price dramatically, and you're going to get less and less. The more you pay, you get less and less. Not a very good marketing strategy.
Yeah, it's never worked that way historically in the United States, so why should we start now? The other thing, Jordan, that they're not... I'm a direct pay kind of guy, and I think that there's a good percentage of America that, given a direct pay opportunity, would jump on that in a heartbeat. It's a lot cheaper, and then at that point, you're not dealing with insurance companies. And I think you could probably almost get maybe 30-40% of America to do that. I mean, because given the option to pay, you know, on a concierge basis, about $600 a year for your health care, and this is the basic. We're not talking catastrophic. That's another issue, but that's pretty cheap, too. But still, you know, on a concierge basis, if you're taking care of a good percentage of America right off the top, then, you know, at this point, it really helps to mitigate that high risk.
And doctors like it, too. No,
exactly.
Doctors do not
cash
like traveling with insurance companies at all.
Heck yeah.
My mother, who's 91, has a concierge doctor. I think she pays him $1,500 a year, and he's there all the time, and he's, you know, available, and you can call him anytime you want, and it's great for the doctor, it's great for the patient, and it cuts the insurance company out completely.
Yeah.
That would be a solution for a lot of people.
Well,
that's not even part of the plan they're talking about.
I know, but the thing is, now that Obamacare has been repealed, and the president says, look, we're going to de-weaponize the IRS and going after people because they don't have Obamacare or some health care program, it opens up that opportunity. So now, you know, we've got less mitigated risk, or we can focus whatever dollars we want to focus on, you know, people with, you know, pre-existing condition, catastrophic or whatever, you know.
That's right. So I mean, I think that would make a lot of sense. The other part of that would be HSAs, health savings accounts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Where you put money aside for yourself, and it grows tax-free, and as long as you use it for health expenses, it remains tax-free. I've got an HSA. That's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Actually, having people be responsible for their health care is a completely new idea that I think is quite good, because otherwise, which is what happens. People have health care. It's like, I don't care what it costs. They're paying for it. Well, they is us.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, and hand me another donut and a Twinkie, would you please?
So, you know, there's no penalty for that, really.
Right.
You get all the health care you want, and let's get the best you can possibly get, because I'm not paying. If people actually paid out of their own pocket, as opposed to having insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid pay for this, they'd never do these.
Exactly.
Because
and
they're
Jordan,
not responsible.
See, and you bring up an excellent point here right now, and that is that you got people's lifestyle. And if there's no penalty for poor choices, and we're covering, I say we're, everybody else is covering and mitigating their risk and their, you know, their penalty, then, you know, at the end of the day, we find ourselves getting more of the very thing that we want less of. Because we're rewarding the wrong behavior, right?
And the way the system is working, the people who have the worst behaviors get the most health care, and the people who have the best behaviors, who are most responsible, have the least health care, who are paying the most. So the people who are responsible are paying the most and getting the least, and the people who are least responsible are getting the most and paying the least. This doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense, especially when you're looking to the Fed to try to answer that problem for you, because we're putting government in an impossible situation. They're not God. They are not the government of everything. Of course, some of these politicians want you to think that for a couple of voting cycles.
Yeah.
But then you have to deal with reality, right?
That's right. And so right now, people, I mean, there are several states and several locations. There are literally going to be no insurance companies. Not one. Zero.
Right. Exactly.
Parts of Iowa, parts of Tennessee, and other places. And if these insurance companies are scared off, come 2018, there could literally be lots of places in this country with zero choice. That's going to be a political minefield as well. So they've got to come up with something that makes it attractive to the insurance companies to want to actually go in there and make it profitable.
Yeah, well, what about doctors?
And doctors, the same thing. A lot of doctors are retiring and leaving because the reimbursements are so ridiculously low, and the paperwork burdens are so high, and you're battling with insurance companies all the time. I've gone through this. I just have normal things, and the insurance company comes back and says, no, it wasn't pre-approved. Yes, it was. All this back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right. A royal pain.
Well, we got to leave it there. We're going to keep an eye on the Comey implication on our economic agenda, how we go forward. Jordan, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Glad to get emails. I get them from your folks all the time, and glad to help them on any personal financial question.
America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slowed down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I saw God today.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. And it's time to talk about the must-haves for smart moms. You ready for that? You know, moms aren't perfect, although we think they are, but they're pretty close to it, right? You may not wear a mask or a cape, but you're a real-life superhero, from responsibilities outside the home to cooking meals and cleaning rooms to refereeing squabbles and a soccer practice, chauffeuring. We know. You do it all. And the challenges of modern-day motherhood can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. If you're looking for innovative solutions to your everyday problems, look at We've Got the One with the Answers. Founder, CEO of Mom Trends, Nicole Feliciano. Yes, she has all the answers. Nicole, good to have you with us. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And thank you for saying that we are not perfect. We just have some tools that make life a little easier for us.
Well, I got to tell you, about as close to perfection as can be on this side of heaven, you know. And, you know, we appreciate moms and we're grateful for all the hard work. So we will give you your due, no doubt about it.
Well, I definitely have my moments. And, you know, one of the things I love doing at Mom Trends is provide solutions to moms to those everyday problems. Anything from what to wear to the best vacation deals. And right now we're really helping them prep for summertime because it's a time when schedules shift dramatically. You've got that schedule of the school day built in during the year, which is fantastic, and you can kind of set up when you're going to shop and your meal planning. But things kind of go out the window in the summer. So there's a couple of tools that I rely on to keep the family running smoothly. One of the new things is this new device from Amazon. It's called the Dash button, and they're little buttons that you can put throughout your house, and with one press, it reorders items that you use every day. So there's up to 300 brands, like Life Water, Calvin Klein underwear. It's basically your everyday essentials, a lot of food products and cleaning products as well. You push it, it's ordered, and it's automatically delivered to you. So for a busy working mom like me, I've got two kids, it is a great solution to keeping the pantry stocked all summer long.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like ideas, and if you have something that can help facilitate those ideas, and of course the needs and think, and you know, help you think ahead, that's a big plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it really solves that last-minute crisis of not having to run out to the store so that you can spend more time enjoying the kids.
Exactly.
Another thing for us in the summertime is we spend a lot of time outdoors. We have a pool. The kids love to play in it. And it does produce a lot of extra laundry, all those towels. So this summer, I've got an extra secret weapon as well. It is the new Snuggle Scentables. It's a squeezable freshness booster. You just put it right in the washing machine, and it will give your laundry that just washed smell for up to 100 days. So that is a great tip for moms because they can do something once that lasts 100 days. That is definitely my kind of reward there. I want something that works for me easily and that I don't have to maintain a lot.
Well, Nicole, snacking, eating, you know, it goes along with summer. I mean, and all kinds of food choices, fun food choices for the summertime. What do you have to recommend in terms of snacks and you know, special summer, you know, food fun?
So what I would definitely try to do right now is a great time to plant a small garden with your family. So we prepped a small herb garden on our deck last weekend. This was very easy. You know, herbs are often like $1.99 for a couple of different herbs. You can even pick them up at the grocery store. And it's a great way to get kids experimenting with cooking as well because they go out there, they clip some cilantro, maybe a little fresh chive, you know, maybe some tarragon, and maybe they're going to put that into a salad dressing or onto a marinade. But if you have a small garden, if you want to take it a step further and grow some vegetables with them, it's even better. But I love the fact of getting kids outdoors, enjoying the fact of the growing process, and then getting really involved with food prep as well. So that is a great one to do. And then, you know, one of my other tips is you want to have a lot of small Tupperware on hand so that you can buy in bulk and then break down the snack sizes as you go. So, you know, you buy the big size of blueberry when they're on sale, and then you put them in small containers so the kids can just grab them and go, rather than buying a lot of processed food. You know, buy the fruits and vegetables of the summer and make the most of them as well.
Yeah, great ideas. Nicole, this is all about planning, isn't it? I mean, you got to really think ahead, and as you say, what may have worked for the winter is going to be different for the summertime, and it can be a lot of fun, but we put a lot of unnecessary pressure on ourselves if we're scrambling at the last minute, right?
Yeah, I think preparation is just key when you're trying to enjoy family life, because if you're stressed out and always scrambling and you're falling behind, you're not going to enjoy your kids. You're going to feel that pressure of work. You're going to feel the pressure of family. So the more you can do ahead of time, the better. Another thing I'm really advising parents to do right now is to take a look at what their outdoor situation is looking like. It's a great time to line up your lawn care. And now is also a great time to put in your mosquito defense system. So True Green has a new mosquito defense system. We know True Green. They've been taking care of our lawns for years, and they will come and spray so you can enjoy more of that outdoor time with your family. And it's something you can do now, and you know, set that up. You are going to be enjoying all those barbecues and outdoor time with your family without worrying about the pesky mosquitoes. And you know, scientists are saying now mosquito season is lasting up to 7 months long. You know, it used to be just, I remember mosquitoes were just July and August, but now it is. That's not the case. It is really more than half the year that we're dealing with these little pesky guys.
Well, Nicole, you know, it's amazing to hear you talk with all this experience and everything. I mean, as the founder and CEO of Mom Trends, you graduated from Vanderbilt with a degree in English Lit. You went into the world of advertising, and then in 97 you switched gears and went to work for Ralph Lauren, combining your business acumen with your love of fashion. And now here you are, you know, helping super moms be really super, to raise super kids. I mean, how did you get into this?
Every new job I looked at it as an opportunity, and when I left working for Ralph Lauren, I wanted to stay in the style world, but I also was very realistic. When I had my kids, I knew that I had less time and money and energy to devote to looking my best, and I wanted Mom Trends to be a resource for moms as I found solutions that were working for me. I wanted to share that with other women, and I think that whole idea of sharing has led to the success of my brand. That the more you share and the more you put out there, the great rewards are going to come to you. And, you know, I love our community. They share a lot of tips, and I think that that's how we've stayed relevant. We just celebrated 10 years of business at Mom Trends, and I think constantly listening and evolving and seeing what problems moms are facing and helping them out has really been how I've based my career and really grown my business as well. And I wrote a book last year called Mom Boss that's encouraging other women to take that leap to entrepreneurism and to set their own schedules, set their own goals, and really the sky is the limit for them.
Well, how much fun is this? I mean, and again, you've got this growing network of moms, and they're sharing ideas, and you're just lighting this thing up. I mean, this is awesome. Where can people go, Nicole, for more information?
So some of the things we talked about today, they can head to amazon.com/button, snuggle.com, truegreen.com, and then over at momtrends.com is a great resource for all the best tips and trends for living a fabulous life as a mom.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much. Great, great ideas, and I think great encouragement along with it. And I'm encouraging our moms to be in touch with you at Mom Trends. She's the founder, CEO of Mom Trends, Nicole Feliciano. And again, how can they be in touch with you, Nicole?
Well, all over social media, they can follow at Mom Trends, and then the website is momtrends.com.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your face implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, if you find yourself looking for happiness, some might say you don't have to look much further than your backyard, believe it or not. A new study is showing bringing the indoors out could be the key to a better outlook on life. You know, if you want to lift your mood, experts say bring the indoors out. A better outlook on life could be just steps away in your own backyard. A new study by Thompson's WaterSeal says homeowners who create their own personal oasis in their backyard, complete with flowers, comfy seating, and a beautiful deck, report a significantly higher outlook on life. Home improvement personality Jeff Wilson is with us, and he's here to break it down for us. Jeff, good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. You know, this is, I got to tell you, in homes that I've been in, that I've visited, and even in our home, when we, you know, pay attention to the backyard, and there's just something special about looking over your backyard, just something peaceful, and that just kind of lifts the spirits. When you got flowers and you got birds flying around, and you can just have a nice little oasis right there in your backyard, right?
Oh yeah, I agree with you 100%. And you know, my wife and I've always felt that way. We're very, you know, we spent a lot of time do-it-yourselfing our outdoor space and built it up over years to be, you know, partly our living room, an extra kitchen, outdoor kitchen, you know, dining area, it's an entertaining area. But like you say, I love just standing at the kitchen window. I'm at the kitchen sink, you know, having a cup of coffee in the morning. I look out.
Yes.
And what you said, the birds flying around. I mean, you know, that to me is just It's a calming influence. We found through this study that this survey that Thompson's did, it was interesting because we asked people about how they felt. Not just, you know, is the deck a return on investment or whatever, but how do you feel about your space? And 57% of the people said that the deck was the most important part of their house.
Yes.
That surprised me. And then 62% of people said that they felt better after they spent time there. And, you know, that doesn't, in one way, it doesn't surprise me, but it's good to kind of be validated because that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time in the outdoors. So.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just something real special. And of course, it confirms the investment that you've put in on your deck, that you go, wow, this is, you know, I'm glad we did this, you know, just to be able to sit down with your wife and have a cup of coffee and just talk about anything but politics, huh?
Right, right. You know, we have a little screened-in porch as part of our project because we realized here in southeastern Ohio where we live, we can get bad weather, we can get bugs, whatever. But my wife told me at one point, a few months after we built it, we were sitting down, just like you say, we sit in the morning to have a cup of coffee, or sit in the evening to have a glass of wine. We talk through the day. We talk about what's going on with the kids, what's going on in our lives. And she told me, she said, you know what? Had we spent the money that we spent on the deck and everything on marriage counseling, we couldn't have done better in terms of what it did for our relationship.
Yeah, wow, that's
so
great.
Spending it on the outdoor space, you know, we just connect more. We spend more time there together, relax, you know, in the outdoors. So, yeah, it's a super important part.
Of course, the Marriage Counseling Association objects to that comment, but hey, but it's kind of hard to refute the empirical evidence, I understand. Jeffrey, were you surprised to see that decks are becoming almost as important, if not more, when you buy and sell a home, putting it on par with, you know, popular attributes of a new home, like a bedroom size, updated kitchen, closet space, and curb appeal?
Yeah, that actually was kind of a surprise. I think we saw that 41% of the respondents in the survey said that the deck, the outdoor space, was a big factor in why they bought their home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same 41% said they expect it to be a big factor when they sell their home. So, like, so there is that value. Obviously, we've established the value to our well-being, but there is also a value to your pocketbook when you work on a space like that.
Exactly. When we're creating an outdoor oasis, what kind of budget should we consider?
Bill, it can go all over the place. My wife and I, I always like to tell people you have three assets at your disposal that can help you save money while having a beautiful outdoor space. And the first is your brain. When you design your outdoor space, a lot of people just put up the largest deck they can afford, and it'll be a rectangle. And they don't really think about how they're going to use the space. But if you spend time thinking about how much you like to, maybe you like to sit, maybe you want a small sitting area, maybe you like to really cook. Like, I love to cook for my friends, so an outdoor kitchen was important so I could be there with them cooking and also talking while, you know, so we're actually entertaining. I'm not stuck in the kitchen. You know, we needed an outdoor dining space to fit maybe 8 or 10 people because we like to have a bigger group over now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about how you're going to use your space and then designing it to be the optimal size so you don't overbuild and give yourself a burden that you have to take care of. You want to make it just right, right? So spend time. That's your brain. Then I say use your eyes. Everyone has an aesthetic, some kind of an aesthetic where they know what they like. And you can put the things that you like within your, you know, your view or your reach. And it can be simple things like found objects. We have things that we found on hikes in, in the mountains or in the desert southwest. Just interesting stones or gigantic pine cones from ponderosa pines or baskets of shells from a vacation cooking where we beach stones, you know. Those sorts of things can add a lot of value in terms of you see those things, they remind you of a special time, and they don't cost any money. Also things like lighting. I think now there's so many outdoor accessories that are inexpensive that are meant to be outdoors. Lighting and even, you know, if you think about sound, we now have these inexpensive Bluetooth speakers and whole libraries of music at our fingertips. When we have a get-together, we'll put on a station channel, like on one of the streaming stations or streaming sites, and we'll pick something interesting like Edith Piaf, you know, from the 1940s, the French singer. You put on a station, and you get all this really interesting mood music, you know.
Yeah.
Or
and then you got to serve expensive wine with that, though, Jeff. You know, you got to be careful what kind of mood music you put in there, because, you know, you got to accompany it appropriately, you know.
Yeah. Well, so those things, it's true, though, that you can do a lot of things with your eye. And then I'd say the last part of that is your brawn. Like doing things yourself, maybe you don't want to build your deck. Although I can say that's one of the simplest home building projects is to build a simple deck. It's a great way to start to learn construction. But you can definitely do smaller projects, and you can maintain that deck yourself. That's why the products that we use at Thompson Water Seal are geared for people who can clean and stain their deck treat their deck every few years, so that you keep your investment. Maybe it's not an investment of many tens of thousands of dollars. Maybe it's an investment just of your blood, sweat, and tears, you know. But you want to maintain that investment over time so that it doesn't fail prematurely.
Exactly.
So I tell people, if you use that do-it-yourself mentality, my deck is about 400 square feet on a couple of different levels. I use a commercial cleaner off the shelf. It'll take me 4 to 6 hours to clean the deck. And which is not horrible. It's not a full day. 4 to 6 hours to clean the deck with an off-the-shelf cleaner. And then I'll come back after a couple of days when it's dried, and I'll apply, Thompson's Water Seal, for example, Signature Series, which you can get at Lowe's. You can pick a color. You can pick an opacity, meaning it can be more pigment that will cover up the wood grain, or less pigment so you see more of the wood grain, whatever your personal aesthetic is. And that's a one-coat product. So you only have to put one coat of it on, and then it protects for several years. It'll protect from the water and the sunlight. Plus, it's beautifying your space. When when we've freshly redone our space, when you talk about that feeling of like well-being, I mean, it's a great feeling to know that, hey, that work's done for a few years, and I can relax, I can show it off to friends, and really enjoy it.
Well, Jeff, I think you've gotten people a lot more excited about this and thinking about their outdoor space here, and a do-it-yourself project that is really not all that complicated. Jeff Wilson is with us. He's had 25 years of home building and remodeling experience, and boy, I'll tell you, if you really want to uplift your spirits, you think about it. You know, for those of you that have already done this and you have your deck already set up, and maybe you're reminded that, oh yeah, it's been a couple of years, maybe I need to look at refinishing and exactly where to go. Jeff, where can the folks go for more information?
Yeah, they should go to thompsonswaterseal.com for my do-it-yourself videos, where I break all of that, all those projects down to simple steps for people, so they can see it's easy. And then they should go to Thompson Water Seal Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, or Instagram to get design ideas and really get their creative juices flowing.
Boy, you inspired all these guys here, because you said, hey, this is a good first step in a do-it-yourself project. Some people might say, my first step, I don't know, I'm still trying to build a box from my craft class in high school, you know?
Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right, exactly. Well, these are great ideas, and what a way to lift up the mood. If you're looking for happiness, look no further than your backyard, according to this new study. Jeff Wilson, home improvement personality, thank you so much for being with us, Jeff.
You bet.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
I love you more than the sun, cause I don't want to go through the motions. You are everything that I live. Oh, show me how to love the unlovable. Now my name is Child of the One True King. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything.
Yes, the music, the best of the best, and he's still gone. Matthew West, one of the most popular artists in contemporary Christian music, four-time Grammy nominee, has received a Dove Award, an American Music Award, a Billboard Music Award, was named Billboard's Hot Christian Songwriter of the Year, and from writing hit music to now a book, Hello, My Name Is... Discover Your True Identity. Matthew West, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for that introduction. I'm hoping to live up to it during this interview. That's very nice of you.
Matthew, it's who you are. You know, there's no striving. This is the thing that Christians and people who are looking at becoming a Christian need to understand. It's all been done by God. You just you kind of just let it go. And I was saying off the air to you what I appreciate about you, not only the blessings that God has blessed you with, but your vulnerability and to lay it out there clearly. You are in the throne room of God, as we would say, as some of our prayer warriors would say, because the music that you write is revelatory. I mean, it is just, and it can only come from the throne room of God, if I'm saying that right.
Well, without question. I mean, I think if only I could give people a window inside of, you know, the room when I'm writing a song, they would see a few different things. They'd see probably the mental battle that goes on where, you know, in my flesh, I feel a lot like when God called Moses, you know, to lead the Israelites. How cool would it be if Moses' first response was like, yep, let's do this.
Right.
Instead, he was like, he literally was like, God, pick anyone but me. Or, you know, and he immediately started to think of all the ways that he was, you know, incapable and unqualified. And so a lot of times when I'm writing songs or even when I turn to write this book, there's that mental battle. And I'm sure some of your listeners are probably nodding their head in agreement whenever they're facing a task at hand where they might be tempted to think that, well, who am I to even tackle this? How can I make sense of this? How can I write this song? How can I write this book? And, you know, I think that's probably where God loves to see us, you know, to come to that inevitable conclusion that without his help, none of it's going to happen. And so I look at every song and now every book as just proof that God is faithful to use imperfect people to carry out some pretty awesome things that can change the world. And I love to be part of that.
Well, and what people see in Matthew West is they see you, the Matthew West that is today, but the journey, the faith walk that you've gone through, and it starts with that appointed time that God had with you that said, you're my guy. And that just had to overwhelm you, because here you are. I mean, you've got some gifts. It's evident. But now God says, look, I want you, the gift I've given you, I want you to honor me. And that's pretty humbling, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's so much of my life can really be summed up in a series of eye-opening moments in my life where I realized that God's plan for me is oftentimes different than my own plan, but every time bigger and better than my own plan, that his dream far exceeds my little minor league dream. And one of the reasons why I say minor league is because, you know, my dream was originally to become a baseball player.
Right.
And so it's so ironic that I'm talking to you today doing an interview, and instead of us talking about my batting average, we're talking about a new book that I wrote. And we're talking about songs that I've written and the chance that I've had to be part of something that has an eternal purpose. And so I smile now and I think, man, here I was, my dream was as little as a glove and a bat. And, you know, it turns out I couldn't hit a curveball, but throughout that experience, you know, God was showing me, hey, I've got something bigger for you, and you have no idea what I'm about to do through your life. And so that's been a common thread throughout my life, that I kind of had that humbling moment where I'm like, oh, okay, my little minor league dream is never going to come close to the big dream that God has for me. And if I'll just step out in faith, amazing things will take place. So I'm really humbled by that all the time. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm learning to step onto that path quicker and quicker now, trusting that your way is better than mine.
Well, for you, you experienced what God said beyond what we could think or imagine. I imagine that word, you know, that those series of words from the Word of God, the very sustenance of who we are as men in faith, is so meaningful for you today.
Well, one of the scriptures that really stuck out to me, and I was kind of claiming it literally as I was writing this book and as I write songs too, is where God promises that he who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. I don't know, for me, when I'm writing a song, I'm really good at beginning, but it's bringing that song to completion.
Right.
And you know what? Writing this book, I got a hot tip for all your listeners right now. Writing a book is hard.
Yes.
You know, I tell you, I had this dream to... I'm a storyteller at heart, and all of my songs, those songs that you just played, every single song, when I hear them, your listeners might hear the lyrics and the melody, but for me, I hear the story behind them, and I visualize it. And so to be able to now write a book that where I can unpack some of the stories on my heart, the stories of people's lives that I've come in contact with over the years as I travel, it was really neat to see this good work that God has begun come to completion in the form of a book, the chance to unpack those stories on a deeper level. And really the hope in this Hello, My Name Is book is to help people discover their true identity, because we can't live a fulfilling story with our lives until we finally discover who we are, who God says we are, and most importantly, who God is and how great he is and how much he loves us.
And I also liked what you said, which connects all this together, and that is, whose you are.
That's exactly right. You know, I think if the average person might look at the title of the book and say, okay, it's called Hello, My Name Is, and then there's a subtitle that says Discover Your True Identity. Well, one might be tempted to actually think, okay, this is some sort of a self-help book,
But I don't know about you, but I don't think the world needs another self-help book.
I'm with you.
Those self-help books have one thing in common. They point towards self for the answer. Like, if you look within, you'll find out who you are and all that you're capable of. And, boy, that tickles the ears. That sounds real good. But I'm telling you, just like so much of Scripture, and just like everything about the God we serve, man, he's counterculture.
Yes.
He's counterintuitive. And so what I for ourselves doesn't begin by looking within. It begins looking outside of ourselves to the one who made us.
Exactly.
To our creator, which makes sense, right? I mean, who knows more about me than the one who crafted me, the one who sculpted me, the one who made me and knows about it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so much of this book is actually dedicated to discovering more about God. Bible says God is. All the different names given to God, right? Hello,
yes.
My name is Emmanuel. Hello, my name is Wonderful. Counselor, Almighty God. Everlasting Father, and the list goes on, right?
Exactly.
And then, as we discover more about who he is, guess what? We get to discover and unlock the truth and the promises and the hope and the joy of everything he has to say about us. Most importantly, we are his beloved children of the one true King.
Well, and I like that the conversation in the New Testament between Peter and Jesus, when Jesus said, "Who do they say I am?" And Peter says, You're the Son of God. You're Jesus. You are the Christ. And he says, because you, in a sense, you know, the subtext is, because you told me who I am, let me tell you who you are. Right? And
that's
this
exactly
is in
right.
the midst of Peter thinking, you know, I'm just this mess up. You know, I got a lot of passion. I'm still trying to figure this out. And no sooner does Jesus tell him who he is, than Peter goes back to doing what he is, and then Jesus has to rebuke him and say, "Hey, get behind me," because you want to go back into those temporal concepts of who you think I am and who you think you are. That's not where fulfillment is. That's not your true identity, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And just like Peter, you know, I relate so much to the character of Peter in Scripture because you know he was flawed, as you said, and.
Right.
You know, you mentioned Jesus asking Peter that question, and then another point in Scripture, I remember Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And and I think that's where so much of it starts, is, "Hey, my child, do you love me? Because if you love me, let me take the name tag that's been put on you, and let me rewrite your truest identity." And, you know, that's really the biggest thing that I began to write in this book was just to unpack some of the name tags that we've all accumulated throughout our lives. Now, we all have different stories, but throughout our lives, our name tags can get pretty crowded because we all begin the search trying to find out what makes us special, what makes us different, who am I, and what's my purpose here. And man, throughout our lives, the world does a good job of putting some lies on our name tag, and we're tempted to believe them. Just like, you know, Peter was tempted to believe, man, I'm a failure, I'm a screw-up. And so he went back to just become a fisherman, you know. But Jesus said, "I'm not done with you," and I believe Jesus says the same thing with us. He says, "Hey, I don't care how many lies are on your name tag. You don't have to believe those lies anymore. You don't have to believe you're a failure. You're a drug addict. You don't have to believe what your reputation says about you, what your family says about you, what your past says about you. I'm getting ready to change all that. I'm going to ask you, do you love me? And if your answer is yes." Say, come on, let's go. The best.
Amen.
Is
that's it. Hello, my name is Discover Your True Identity. Matthew West has been with you. Matthew, as we hear the theme song from your book as well, it's playing in the background. Thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Great.